Gibranum Cubet volleyball game is on the air. The Cubets game against Brian Rutter is their 19th annual Dig Pink match in support of the Side Out Foundation, a nonprofit committed to providing life-extending solutions for those with metastatic breast cancer. We'll go to your hosts, Doug Brown and Dan Jordan, with tonight's pregame show after these sports friends.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays, and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at Casa for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to the Brenham High School Gymnasium. It is the Brenham Cubets' 19th annual Dig Pink Night here at the gym. Doug Brown and Dan Jordan with you. High above at the top of the stairs on the pavilion area here. And Cubets taking on the Rutter Lady Rangers tonight. But more important than that, raising money for a good cause tonight, the Side Out Foundation, with money going to breast cancer research.
Yes, it's always been a big deal here. Last year they raised over $5,000, and their goal this year is to raise over $6,000. All the proceeds are going to the Side Out Foundation in support of breast cancer research.
Yeah, it's a great honor to be a part of this, and we look forward to this every year. And they've got the Stronger Than Cancer t-shirts that are on sale for $20. And then they're also going to be doing a bucket drawing throughout the course of the night with a bunch of different prizes up for grabs. And and then we're also going to have a special ceremony when the game gets started for those that have been, that are currently battling breast cancer, those that are breast cancer survivors, and those that have lost someone to breast cancer. And we hope you'll stay with us. It's going to be a very special night here at the gym. And we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the season so far for the Cubettes and where things stand with the district. But first, let's send you back to the studio. Let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And as we come back here to Dig Pink Night, it is time now to take a look at how the two teams are going so far. And for the Brenham Cubettes, they are 28-12 on the season, 8-1 in district. That one loss to the district frontrunner College Station, and College Station right now 9-0 in district. Meanwhile, Rudder, they were actually going good until they hit district. They're 20-22 on the season, but just 1-8 in district competition. And this has been a pretty nip and tuck division. You got College Station and Brenham at the top, and then you got Magnolia West, Magnolia, Montgomery, and Lake Creek all crowding for those last two playoff spots.
Yeah, traditionally this district, going back many years, has always been one of the toughest districts in the area, if not the state. Several of the top teams come out of this district, and if you get into the playoffs out of this district, you've done something special. That's a very competitive district.
It certainly has. I mean, last year alone, you had Brenham and Lake Creek both make it to the regional championship game, and Lake Creek ended up going on to the state tournament. Yeah, I know the Cubettes, they're looking forward to another shot down the road at College Station. And they'll have them here this time. But still got some games between there and can't get ahead of themselves with anybody in this district, because you never know when somebody might sneak up on you.
For example, just last Friday night against A&M Consolidated, who has not won a district game all year, they stretched the Cubettes out to four sets. There's no sleepers here. The games are all going to be competitive.
Exactly, and you can't let the records fool you. And Cubettes, as we said, taking on Rudder tonight. Meanwhile, College Station, they're going to be on the road at Montgomery. A&M Consolidated is at Magnolia, and Lake Creek at Magnolia West. Meanwhile, looking at some games going on around the area, Burton Lady Panthers, they're at Mumford, and Snook is at Milano. Somerville has the night off from that district. You got Roundtop Carmine and Fayetteville. That's always a good rivalry game there. Belleville at home tonight hosting El Campo. Hempstead at East Bernard. Tomball at Waller. Wharton at Navasota. Tarkington at Anderson Shiro. You got Iola at Centerville. North Zulch at Richards. Harker Heights and Bryan. Austin at Chief at Giddings. And Taylor at LaGrange at Columbus at Edna. And so a lot of great high school volleyball action going on. And the teams are into their warm-ups here. And we hope to shortly get the announcements underway for the Dig Pink Night festivities. And we'll continue with more of the pregame as we send you back to the studio. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service and Fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Britom Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allendale Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And as we come back here, quick update, by the way, for those of you keeping track of the Astro game. And right now, Houston leading Minnesota 6-1 with play in the top of the ninth inning there. And when that goes final, we'll be sure and pass the score along to you. But Astros trying to take a 2-1 series lead in Minnesota. And as we come back, the Brenham Cubettes getting set to take on Brian Rutter here tonight. And one of the things we were kind of talking off air about, Dan, is for the Brenham Cubettes, this is a heavy senior-laden ball team.
Yes, there'll be several times during the rotations where they'll have all six positions held by seniors. I believe on the roster they only have three juniors, and two of those are come up from the JV squad. They play in the JV game and come in dress, so they really only have one junior available to them and two sophomores that play. So mainly seniors will be playing for the Cubettes.
Yeah, their leader this year has been Charlie Krause, and she is regularly. Yordan Alvarez, by the way, just hit a home run. It's his fourth of the series. But Charlie Krause has been an incredible one of the many Cubettes that have had incredible seasons this year. Earlier this season, picked up her 1,000th career point as well as her 2,000th career assist. And also Milestones, Lily Thibodeau set a new record in blocks. You had Sienna Kelm, I believe, had one in aces earlier this year. Kristen Keene has had been incredible on the defensive end with the digs in each game. And it's a balanced lineup that Coach Megan Whalen has, and she's got so much talent on the team, she can give these other teams a lot of different looks.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they all contribute. Every one of the seniors are contributing. For example, one of them, Casey Harris, who's a defensive specialist, she's behind the other defensive specialist scheme. We're talking about Kristen Keene and Avery Frazier and Brooklyn Frazier it's just hard for her to get on the court, but she's one of their best servers.
Yeah.
So she substitutes her in, and she'll serve for one of the middles whenever they rotate onto the back row.
Yeah.
So, they have a lot of girls that are contributing this year.
They certainly are, and that's going to help them in the long run as they get ready for the go through finishing up district and prepare for a playoff run. Meantime, let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
And while we were away, Jose Abreu just hit a two-run homer, so now the Astros are up 9-1 in the ninth inning, and looks like that one is just about in the bag there. As we come back, it is Dig Pink Night here at the Brenham High School gym with the Brenham Cubettes and the Brian Rutter Lady Rangers. And the Cubettes continuing their warm-ups here on the court. And, of course, the big reason we're all here tonight is for, of course, October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And raising money for the Side Out Foundation, which all the proceeds from tonight's match goes to breast cancer research. And as Dan was telling you earlier, the Cubettes last year raised over $5,000 for the Side Out Foundation. This year, the goal is $6,000. So if you want, there's plenty of great items out in the entrance play. I'm looking for the right word to call that out there in the hallway there.
Yeah. So they have expanded their offerings this year. They have several tables of baked goods this year. I put about half my tickets on one. It's a tray of cinnamon rolls on top of apple pie filling.
that
looks very good. So hopefully they'll draw my number for that one.
And if not, whoever does win, if you want to cut us in, we'll be glad. But yeah, Coach and all the young ladies here want to thank everybody for all their contributions. to help make this possible. Hear from us at KTEX KWHI. We've got a four-pack of tickets to Kalahari Resort. And so you're going to have a chance to win that as well out there in the hallway. And, of course, they're also selling T-shirts as well, the Stronger Than Cancer shirts. And the girls are actually wearing those as we speak out during their warm-ups. And we're getting ready for some volleyball action here tonight. And it looks like,
We still have another couple of minutes of warm-ups here, and then they'll do the national anthem and introductions.
Well, while they're doing that, this last segment, let's go ahead and take another two-minute break and hear some more from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
All right, and back we go. The warm-ups are complete, and we're ready for tonight's opening night festivities. And I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI, 1280 AM at K269GU, 101.7 FM in Brenham, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com, and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown and Dan Jordan with you from the Brenham High School Gymnasium. And Rudder has taken the court, and now we're about ready for the Cubettes to come out and join them. The officials are here. And I think they're getting the sound system ready for the formal introductions. Fans still filing in here to the gymnasium.
And all the Cubette players have their roses in hand. During the introductions, they'll take a rose up to somebody in the stands that has been affected by breast cancer, either family member or themselves recovered or in some way has been affected by breast cancer. They'll honor them.
Honor this day and never give up that there will one day be a cure for all cancer. If you veteran and the family, our survivor, or our here tonight in representation of a loved one who lost their family with breast cancer. Please stand and remain standing until a player can come to you.
Too well. They're doing the introductions of the players, and I don't think his mic's turned up. And anyway, they're introducing the Rudder Rangers. Coming here, their head coach is Jackie Pence. As we said, they come in this one 20-22 overall and 1-8 in district play. And meanwhile, the Cubettes, they'll be introduced here shortly. 28-12 overall, 8-1 in district competition. And I'll see if we. Yeah. in here. But I was introducing Nadini Patel, Sienna Kelm, Lily Thibodeau, Shelby Cross, Kristen Keene, Riley Semelot, Brindley Benson, Addison Schramm, Antiana Lang, Brooklyn Frazier, Lady Balserick, Avery Frazier, Casey Harris, Charlie Clausen, and Zoe Zwerneman. Head coach for the Brenham Cubs is Megan Whalen, assisted by Patrick Haslett.
Yeah, so the Cubettes have been pretty healthy all year. They have not had many injuries. However, they did have one girl, Lainey Balserick, who was out last Friday night's game. But I talked to Coach during the JV game, and she said that she's back healthy and she will be playing tonight. She also said that they're battling some inconsistencies right now, just a lot of distractions with the big Dick Pink night, and they've had several, since they're such a senior-laden team, they have several girls going on college recruiting visits.
Oh, yeah.
She said one night, one practice last week, they didn't have any setters. They were all off on college visits.
Yeah.
So they're playing, battling a little bit of inconsistencies, yeah. But hopefully tonight they can keep it together and play well and take care of the Rangers here.
We certainly hope so. And we are ready to get set number one underway. The Cubettes dressed out in the green shorts with white jerseys, green letters and numbers. And the Rangers, they're in the black shorts, black jerseys, green letters and numbers with white trim. And we are ready to begin set number one. And for those of you not familiar with the, may or may not be, have listened to much high school volleyball, they play a best 3 out of 5. The first four sets, they go to 25 points. They have to go to a fifth set, then it is to 15 points. Cubettes have done a good job of keeping their sets to a minimum during the course of the season. A lot of three-set sweeps mixed in there. And according to Max Preps, they have played 31 sets in district and have won 24 of them and lost only 7. So a good ratio there.
And I see Lainey Balserick is back in the lineup. She has a knee brace on her right knee.
And she's out there along with Avery Frazier. And the libero gets the serve for Rudder, and we are underway. And it was Kuhn getting it back across, now the other way. And Cubettes, the basketball, Krausen setting for Balserick, got it over. And now back the other way, and Rudder hits it past the back line, and that'll be a point for the Cubettes.
Yeah, both teams were kind of unorganized that time. They were just really battling just on that third hit to get it back over the net.
And that'll bring up Avery Frazier. She will serve to start the game here. Be the first server for the Cubettes, I should say. And nice double block in the middle there. And Rudder gets their first point.
Yeah, their middle blocker, Kimora Maxey, who leads their team in kills with 324 on the season, got that down. It did go off of one of our blockers' hands and found the floor.
And there's the next serve for Rudder. And going for the kill there. That is Lainey Balserick. And it makes it 2-1 and side out back to the Cubettes. And Kristen Keene now will head to the server's line. And Keene gets it across. Rudder now working it around. And a hit into the net. Looks like some miscommunication there, Dan.
Yeah, one of the back row players, Addison Benavides, came up in front of the line to try to take the hit away from one of their front row. They bumped into each other, and that ball just went weakly into the net.
And by the way, just got a final. Astros beat the Twins 9-1, so they take a 2-1 series lead. And next serve, and nice dump there by Krausen. And it's 4-1, Cubs.
Yeah, that was an overpass on the serve received by the Rangers. Came over the net, and Krausen was right there just to tap that ball down.
And King with their next serve. And picks up the ace.
It was in.
Just dropped it right in there. Got a road the line there and just got it inside. And it's now 5-1, Cubettes, here in set number one. And Keen with her next serve. And that one's past the back line, and so that'll be a point for the Rangers to make it 5-2. And some substitutions now. It's Taylor McKeithen checking in. And let's see what we got serving here. Or Rudder, and we got it over. Working around, and Carlson went for the kill, and now Frazier sets for Lang. Lang got it back over, and now it met in the middle there, and Carlson, or excuse me, that's Balsirk that got it over. And that one, Rudder just drops it in, and it's 5-3.
Yeah, their setter that time saw an opening on the left-hand side of our front row. There's nobody over there. She just kind of dumped it over the net where there was nobody.
And the serve hit off the top of the net. And Krausen was able to get it back across. It's Benavidez that was doing the serving. And now Frazier sets for Lang. And Lang gets the kill. Antiana Lang, the sophomore. And that'll make it 6-3, Cubettes.
That's the way you draw it up. A nice pass by Kristen Kane. We're up to our setter, Avery Frazier. And nice quick set to Lang, who put down the kill.
And now Frazier with a serve. Lang back to Frazier. And getting it over. And that was Charity Rayford who tried to punch it in and just went out of bounds.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good set. She was off balance whenever she tried to hit that ball and just couldn't control it.
And now Brooklyn Frazier with a serve. Put it in the middle for the libero, and she hits it out of bounds. That'll be another point for the Cubettes. And that'll make it 8-3 now. Cubettes with three straight points. And Frazier with her next serve. And setting for Rayford. And that one, Rudder just got it back over the net. Now Krausen, it's into their backcourt. And now they're setting in the middle for Rayford. Now got it back over Rayford. Krausen, Frazier. And that time it was Summerlot getting it over. And Avery Frazier sent it for Summerlot. And she picked up the kill. And making it 9-3, Cubettes.
Yeah, I'm noticing Rudder. We got a timeout on the court. I'll finish that thought when we come back.
And timeout on the court taken by Rudder. We'll take it and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And we come back to Brenham Cubettes leading the Rudder Lady Rangers here in set number one, 9-3.
And, you know, what I was just about to say there before the timeout, Rutter does not have very much height. According to their roster, they only have a couple of players who are 5'9", and everybody else is shorter than that.
Oh, wow.
So that last hit went off their block, and they just can't get up high enough to get an effective block on the ball. The same thing happened right there. Or actually went off the block there.
Yeah.
And then out of bounds, so the point does go to Rutter.
And so Rutter picks up the point, making 9-4. And Cubbets, meanwhile, they've got at least three players that are 6 foot or better. So the Cubbets definitely with a height advantage. And back the other way. And that is out of bounds on the Cubbets. Summerlot hitting that one a little too hard. And yeah, makes it a 9-5 match. With Charity Rayford at the server's line, gets the cross. Krausen setting for Lang. Lang picks up the kill.
That's an example right there. The their middle blocker right now is only listed on their roster as 5'6".
Yep.
You have Anaya Lang, who is 5'10 and jumps.
Yeah.
Gets off the court pretty high. And the girl has no chance, really, at getting an effective block on that.
And no surprise, she also plays basketball, too, in addition to volleyball. And that time runner gets it out. Working back the other way. And now that's going for the kill. Now Rutter up the other side. And this one is going to end up out of bounds off of Frazier and into the stands. And so that'll be a point for Rutter.
So another sophomore just came into the game, Shelby Cross. She'll be an outside hitter. So we have two sophomores and four seniors on the court.
And Rutter with their next serve. Cubbets going back the other way. And now setting for Rayford, and that one was in. And that'll cut the lead now down to 10-7. Cubbets need to break service here. They had the momentum earlier, but now Rutter trying to get it to shift back to them. And Krausen. Setting in the middle for Summerlot. Now back the other way. Cubbets now get it back. Krausen, Summerlot again. And that time it is going to be Cubbett ball.
Yes, it went. Summerlot got it off the block. It went long, but since it went off the block and out of bounds, that'll be a point for the Cubbets. And here's a situation where I talked about earlier where we have there's a Casey Harris coming in to serve.
And Harris gets the serve over. And Gabby Baker. And they're working around to Rayford. Now back the other way for the Cubettes.
Shelby Cross.
Shelby Cross. And the young ones now getting a chance to show what they can do. And that makes it 12-7.
And the two sophomores get an awful lot of playing time in Lang and Cross, and they do well, a little bit inconsistent at times, but they are.
And Harris with the next serve, and they hit it off the. They're going to call for a double.
Yeah, double touch on the setter for the Rangers.
And so that'll make it 13-7, and Harris will get another chance to serve here. Three straight points. And Baker gets it back across for Rutter. Krausen setting in the middle for Summerlot. And that time goes past the back line. And that'll make it a 13-8 here in the opening set. Gets the serve over, and it was Cross getting back across for Brennan. Frazier to Krausen, sitting in the middle for Thibodeau, and Thibodeau gets the kill that time, and it's 14-8.
That took a bit of athleticism there. Our back row player had to dive to keep that ball up in the air. It wasn't a good pass because of that. And then Charlie Krausen had to scramble to get to the ball to get a setup. to Thibodeau to make the kill.
And crossing over Thibodeau, got it over. Now back the other way. Crossing, Sutton for Cross. And now we got it over to Balsrick, got it back across, and now a kill there for Rudder, and that'll make it 14-9.
That's Kimora Maxey hitting from the right side. We only have a single block over there the last couple of kills that she's gotten. We've only had one blocker over there.
And so now Gabby Baker, the libero, will serve for Rudder. Krausen setting for Cross, and Cross picks up the kill.
Oh, that was Thibodeau.
Oh, that was Thibodeau. I misread the jersey number there. And 15-9, Cabets.
We have Avery Frazier coming back in the lineup, and she's serving. She's leading the team in aces this year with 61.
Yep. Yeah, she's also been putting up a lot of double-doubles with both digs and assists. Sets that one there. And Thibodeau hit that one off the top of the net. And so that will go over to Rudder. Makes it 15-10. Cabet still with a 5-point lead.
Yep, that was our third hit. And the official claimed that Rudder did not block it. It just hit the top of the net and didn't go over.
Yeah, which I think that was a right call there. And in the middle there. And Balsrick got it over. Now back the other way, setting for Balsrick again. Frazier. And now Rudder trying to return, and they just dump it in there. And Avery Frazier made a valiant effort trying to dive for it, but just couldn't keep it off the floor.
If they just were able to tip it over our two blockers, and our back row players were deep that time and couldn't get up there in time to get that ball.
And so now Rudder ready for their next serve. It's a 15-11 lead for the Cabets. And Frazier gets it over to Balsrick, who now Rudder back the other way, and they just get it in there. I believe that was Benavidez that time, and it's 15-12. And now Cabets trying to regain service, and there they do. Charlie Krausen getting that one in that time, and it's 16-12.
Yeah, she had to make an adjustment in midair to get that ball over. She went up with her right hand and then had to adjust her left hand and just tipped it over
now
for the kill.
Now Kristen Keene back in, gets the serve. Benavidez got it back over for Rudder. Now the other end to Krausen, went for the kill and too much on it and hit it out of bounds. That'll make it 16-13.
She went for the cross-court kill that time and just hit it a couple of feet out of bounds.
And so now Rudder. And this time Benavidez hits it to the top of the net. And it's a point for Brenham. Makes it 17-13. As now Brooklyn Frazier returns to the game to serve. Frazier got it over, Benavidez, and that was over to Terry. And now Rudder got it over. Avery Frazier setting for Lang. Lang picks up another kill. And that'll make it 18-13. And I'm going to get a substitution for Rudder. Kyra Cabler checking in. Frazier gets it across, set in the middle. Now Brenham with the ball, going for Summerlot, and now that gets blocked around the other end for Krausen, and hits off two of their players and lands in the scorer's table. That'll be a point for the Cabets to make it 19-13.
So they had a double block on her over there, and she was able to get it off the block, and it went out of bounds for a good point for the Cubs.
And Frazier getting it over now. Back the other way goes Rudder. set for Krausen. Krausen went for the kill. Nice dig there by Benavidez. Over to Baker. Baker got it back across. Now to Cubettes. Frazier over to Summerlot. And he gets the point. Make it 20-13.
So we have a timeout called by Rudder.
That's a Rudder their second timeout. We'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friend.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Lubel Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
All right, as we come back to play here, the Benham Cubettes leading the Rudder Rangers here in set number one, 20-13. And after the quick announcements, now we're ready to resume. And served by Frazier.
Oh, just out.
Oh, that looked pretty close. But
I think it was just a little bit wide. It wasn't long. It was just a little bit wide.
And so a point for Rudder. That'll make it 20-14. And Benavidez with the serve. And now Cubettes back the other way. And Rudder's going to hit it out of bounds. Point for Brenham. That'll make it 21-14.
Yeah, Krausen saw an opening there, and she just tipped that ball over the net. And when their girl dove to dig that out, she couldn't handle it and went out of bounds.
And now Charlie Krausen to serve. Baker over the middle. Terry jumped it over the line there. Now back the other way. And falling out of bounds was Cross, and be a point for Rudder.
Yeah, she had no chance of getting that ball over the net. That confusion on the Cubettes side, that ball was going over by the scoreboard, and Cross tried to get it over the net, but she had no chance.
And back the other way now, Lang going for the kill, and Rudder returned it, and Rayford got it over. Now back the other way, and Cross this time got it over. Now they're setting foot, and now Cubettes. Frazier got it over. Baker. And they tried to dunk it in that time, saved by Keene. And Krausen. Oh, gets it back over to Cross. Now the other way. Oh, nice block there by Lang. And another point there. I tell you what, Dan, Lang is having a really good first set here.
Yeah, and that play, Rudder Setter tried to just dump the set over the net, just over our blockers, but she was all the way back to that line. If she was closer to the net when she did that, she probably had more success, but we had enough time to react to that, and Lang was right there to put that ball down.
There we go with the next serve for the Cubettes. And I believe that's Harris back in there.
Yeah, so it's an ace.
And so that's another point, 23-15. And let's see if she can get a couple more here and finish off this first set.
There's another ace.
And that'll make it 24-15. And the senior, Casey Harris, 1 point away from winning this first set here. Can she make it three in a row? Now that time she hits the top of the net. And so it'll be 24-16. Cubettes still need just one more point to take this first set. And Brother gets it over. Now setting for... And now they got it back the other way. And we're going to get a whistle.
We got one of our players in the net.
And point four Rudder. They only get 24-17.
I think they got Lily Thibodeau. Touched the net. I think the official is just talking to Coach Whalen over there, said that her elbow flared out and yep. Lifting it.
And Krausen to Summerlock got it over, now the other way, and now Rudder comes back with another point, and it's 24-18.
And we had a double block over there with Cross and Thibodeau, but that ball went right in between them.
And Krausen setting for Cross. And there we go.
That was Thibodeau
gets the point there, and it's 25-18. Cubettes take the first set. And they win it. They lead the first set. They take the first set 25-18, lead the match 1-0. We'll be back with set number 2 after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Gelman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And we return to action here at the Brenham High School gym. Doug Brown and Dan Jordan with you here on this Tuesday evening. It's Dig Pink Night. They're raising money for breast cancer research with the Side Out Foundation. And also honoring those who have been affected by breast cancer in their lives. And Cubettes won the first set 25-18. Now we're ready for set number 2.
And we have Addison Schramm in the lineup to start this set. She hasn't got a lot of playing time this year, but Friday night, whenever Lainey Balsrick was out, she did play quite a bit and did really well. So she's getting some more time tonight.
And so Sienna Kilm with the first serve here, and Rudder hits it out of bounds. And just like that, 1-0, Cubettes. And come with the next serve. And
ace.
And picks up the ace. Hit it to Taylor McKethan. And she just knocked it right out of bounds. And it's 2-0. Cubettes. Good crowd on hand here this evening. Kelm hits it over. Setting. And Rayford gets out of the way for the other. For Massey. And now the Cubettes get it back across. Baker. And now the Cubettes. Krausen trying to set in the middle for Thibodeau. And Thibodeau picks up the kill. That's 3-0 Cubettes.
So a lot of times when they're setting to that middle blocker like that, they do a nice quick set before the blockers get a chance there to get set up. and it's very effective if they can get that timing on it right.
And that time comes out of over, and Rudder at return, but oh no, they are going to call
on that one. Rudder hit it into our block.
Yeah.
It went out of bounds, but before it went out of bounds, it went off of one of the Rudder players.
Okay, it's a point for the Cubs.
Cubs got that point, and they're arguing with the official there. To I'm not sure which one of the officials, whether it was a line judge or the down ref over on that side, called that.
And now we're getting an officials conference here. Yeah, let's come away to next year. Oh, now they're reversing it.
So they're saying it did not go off on one of the Rudder players after we blocked it.
And so they've reversed the decision. That's not going to make Coach Whalen happy. And she sent Krausen over there for clarification. And so now it's 3-1 as Gabby Baker will get set to serve for Rudder. King, Krausen, and Thibodeau got it over. Now Baker back the other way, and Rudder gets the kill there. I'm going to pick up the jersey number on the...
Number 8, I think it was.
That was Reagan Aponte, and it's 3-2 now. As Baker gets set for her next serve. Krausen. Setting, and Tram got it over. Now back the other way, and Krausen. So there's a Thibodeau. Thibodeau gets the kill. And it's 4-2 Cubs.
That's that quick set again, and Rudder's just not able to get a blocker there in time.
Mm-hmm. And it shows the chemistry there, because Thibodeau and Krausen have been playing together for so long. They know each other so well. And now this time another serve. And that time it was Maxie just couldn't get a grip on it. And a point for the Cubettes, 5-2.
That was bad timing between the setter and the hitter. The hitter jumped way too soon and just barely got her fingertip on that ball.
And Avery Frazier with her next serve. Working it back the other way, Keen. Frazier setting for Krausen. And hit off of that time it was McKeithen and out of bounds. And it'll be a point for the Cubettes to make it 6-2. Frazier ready. Yeah, that one just past the back line. It'll be a point for Rudder. They got the lead down to 6-3. And now coming into service, Kyra Kabler. And Kabler gets it over. Keen. Frazier over to Krausen. Krausen going for the kill. And hit off one of the other players, out of bounds for a point for the Cubettes.
Yeah, the block was there, but she was able to hit it off the block and get it out of bounds.
And so now it's Kristen Keene going to the server's line. It's the running start and sends it over. Baker over to Aponte. And Benavides getting it over. Now back the other way. Krausen went for the kill. Nice dig on the other end by Rudder. Now I'm going to set it for Krausen. Krausen that time she got it. And it's 8-3, Cubettes.
Yeah, Rudder had just a single blocker there. And Krausen was able to get it off her hands down into the middle of the court at that time.
And there goes the serve from Keen. Rudder sitting for the return. They get it over. Lang, Frazier, and Krausen going to get it across. And now they set it up in the middle there. And it is Rayford getting it over for a point for Rudder to make it 8-4.
Yeah, Shram was there and got her hands on it. And there was nobody there to back her up. And it fell down behind her.
And Benavides with the serve. Back the other way, Lang. And double block in the middle there by Rudder. Back the other way for Krausen. And hit it past the back line.
But it went off one of the Rudder's hands. So the point goes to the Cubettes.
Okay. And I'll make it 9-4. And that'll bring up Avery Frazier now.
I'm sorry, that's Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Frazier. Brooklyn, yeah. They are twins, right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah, that one's in out of bounds. It's 10-4.
Yeah, and I noticed that Rudder has a set of twins in Charity and Chastity Rayford. Got a timeout called by Rudder.
Yeah, so we'll take the timeout with them. Be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends. And so with the timeout on the court, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends. Apparently we'll just stick it. We'll stick it here. And we are in the second set. Cubettes lead it 10-4. Yeah, just waiting for Rudder to get back out on the court. Cubettes already won the first set 25-18 and now trying to take the second straight set here in this matchup. Yeah, Brooklyn Frazier with the serve. And Rudder hits it out of bounds. Another ace. And she's just adding to her total there. And Frazier with the next serve.
Another ace.
And that makes it 12-4 now.
I just saw the article in the paper recently that she has committed to play at Colorado Christian University.
Oh, okay. Next good year. Deal. And next serve for Frazier. And they said it. Maxie gets it over. And now Summerlock got it back across. Now setting for Rayford in the middle, and she picks up the kill. That'll make it 12-5. Cubettes still, though, with a 7-point lead. And now Charity Rayford going to the server's line. Frazier. So in the corner for Krausen, man. Oh, was that Shrem? No, that was Krausen.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a kill there. It makes it 13-5.
So we had a Frazier to Frazier to Krausen combination there. It was done exactly the way it's supposed to be done.
Yep, just like Coach drew it up. Now Krausen on the server's line. Got it over and brought her back the other way. Krausen setting. Nice kill attempt there, but dug out by Rudder. And they hit that one past the back line, and it'll be another point for the Cubettes. And they get 14-5.
That was a really powerful hit by Summerlot. I thought that was going to hit the ground, but one of the Rangers were there to keep that ball alive.
And Krausen with the serve. And Aponte over to Rayford. Got it over. Now back the other way to Cross. Got it over. And Keane diving for that one. Couldn't come up with it. And it'll be point number 6 for Rudder.
So their setter saw that opening again in the middle of the court and just dumped it over.
And Aponte with the next serve. Krausen over to Cross, got it over, got back the other way, and it's Maxson coming up with a kill. And that'll cut the lead in half to 14-7. To Nick served by Aponte. No. The other way, and blocked inbounds there by Maxey. And it makes it 14-8. Punting with the next serve. Oh, they hit off across and out of bounds. So another point. 14-9.
Yeah, a little miscommunication there where Cross started to go for it, and then it looked like Kane was coming over, and Cross pulled back a little bit. Then at the last second, she realized that she's going to have to get it.
And Cross over to Krausen, set for Lang. Went for the kill. Nice dig there by Baker. And Maxey got it over, and it off. That was McKeithen, and that will be a point for Brenham.
Yes, that ball was going out of bounds. It was a nice high. The ball that was just making it over the net and going out of bounds, and one of the girls was just standing there, and it hit her.
Hit her right in the chest, and so now Harris comes back in to serve. And a miss. They had by Summerlot on the kill attempt.
We had an overpass on that serve set right up there for Summerlot, and she didn't get a good hit on it and hit it into the net.
And so 15-10. And Cabets, Krausen over to Thibodeau. And Rudder somehow saved that one, and Baker got it across. And now got it back the other way. Krausen over to Cross, got it over. Now back the other way, Baker to McKeithen. And that time hit by Summerlot, but passed the back line. And another point for Rudder, and the lead is down to 15-11.
We need to break this serve and get it back.
Served by McKeithen, and that one, that time they do get it broke.
And that was Thibodeau who hit it into the block and went off the block and then hit the pole there on the side of the net, which is out of bounds.
16-11, Cabets with the lead. And Sienna Kelm checks back in to serve. Baker. And to Aponte, to and Benavidez. Now Cabets back the other way. Setting for Schramm. And Baker over to Maxey. And Maxey picks up the kill. That's now 16-12.
I think we're going to have to make an adjustment there on that right side hitter.
Yeah.
When Maxie's over there, we're only getting a single block on her.
Yeah.
And she's gotten several kills.
And do you think with her being left-handed that that might be throwing him off? And served by Baker. Comes back the other way. Thibodeau. And back the other way. And Maxey. And we're going to get a whistle. Cubettes.
One of the Cubettes in the net. And got Lily Thibodeau again.
16-13. And so lead is down to three. And Baker with the next serve. And Thibodeau hits it in the top of the net. And this time got it back over. Baker. Aponte tried to dump it in, and they do get it. Cubs weren't able to react to it fast enough. And that makes it 16-14.
Timeout called by the Cubs.
Coach Moylan wants a timeout, so we'll take it with her. And we'll be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Fred.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And back we go here. Dig Pink Night near the Brenham High School gym. Brenham Cubettes leading the Rudder Lady Rangers. Cubettes won the first set 25-18. And now here in the second set, they lead it 16-14. But Rudder trying to storm back here. And Gabby Baker with a serve for the Lady Rangers. Cubettes setting for Thibodeau and blocked out of bounds by Maxie. That'll be a point for the Cubettes to make it 17-14.
Of Avery Frazier checking back in and is now serving.
Yeah, so Avery Frazier gets the serve across. Zedber Benavidez got it over. Keen. And now working around to Krausen. Went for the kill, and that one almost ended up in the front row, but Rudder able to save it. And Cubette's going to get a whistle.
We got a double contact.
And so that'll make it 17-15. And doing the serving now, Kyra Cabler. And that time, Cubette's got it back over. Now Frazier. Setting to Schramm, back to and knocked back over by Benavidez. Cubettes now get it back over. Aponte setting for Grayford. And now Kelm going for Krausen. Nice dig by Baker. And over the other end, now Cubettes, Krausen over to Frazier, back to Schramm. And Schramm hits it past the back line. And we're down to a one-point game, 17-16.
A lot of good plays on that exchange to keep that ball alive.
And so now Cabler with her next serve. Trying to tie this thing up. And hits it into the net. So a point for the Cubettes. And lead is back to 2 points, 18-16. And King will go to the service line. Lang checking back in. Well. Okay, yeah, now Lang checking back in.
A little confusion in the way they handle the substitutions with the libero. But they got it straightened out.
And Keen hit into the top of the net and gives a point right back to Rudder to make it 18-17. As now Addison Benavidez going to the server's line. Benavidez with the serve. And Frazier tried to dump it over. Now Krausen to Frazier. To Lang. And Lang gets the kill. And makes it 19-17.
That was really good recognition by Lang. She saw that opening down the line.
And now Lenny Bolser coming back in. And back the other way. Then set for Krausen going for the kill. Rayford with a block. Back the other way. Rayford going for the kill. Nice dig there by Frazier. Working back the other way to Krausen. Benavidez to Aponte. Aponte trying to double in. That time Keene was able to dig it out. And Frazier got it over. Some great plays there. And another save by Keene. And we're going to get a whistle against the Cubettes. Call for another double. And that'll make it 19-18.
King made three diving digs that time to keep that ball alive.
Yeah. Her knees are going to be sore in the morning. And served in by Rayford. Now Krausen tried to dump it in. Back the other way. And Rudder got it across. Frazier set for Krausen. And no. Oh, a bad call there. Say that now. That was in right in front of the ref and she missed it. Are they reversing it now? Oh, they're overruling her.
Yes.
They're overruling the ref. And that was the side judge. And so that'll make it 20-18.
Yeah, the upper ref has the option to overrule a side judge who calls it out.
Yep, and that was a serve there for the Cubettes. And crossing set for Lang. Lang goes to go. That time it was past the back line. And it'll make it 20-19. This one coming down to the wire here in set number two. As Reagan Aponte gets set to serve for Rudder. King. Krausen. And Cross got it over. That was going to end up out of play and into the Rudder first row. And 21-19, Cabets. Now needing just 4 points to take this next set.
And Casey Harris coming back in to serve.
And Harris has been very effective so far here tonight. And Baker over to Benavides, and that one is going to be in the net. A point for the Cavettes. 22-19. Harris gets it over. Baker. Delponte. The Benavides. And, yep, that'll be another point. 23-19.
We have a timeout.
And now
Rudder.
Rudder wants a timeout, so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And we welcome you back here. We're in set number two. Cavettes leading at 23-19 over Rudder, trying to go up 2-0 here. And we resume play. Casey Harris at the server's line for the Cavettes. And Harris gets it over. Aponte setting for Maxey. And now Krause on the other end. And Cavettes went for the kill and dug out by Rudder. And Benavides gets it across. Now Krausen setting in the middle. And they got it down.
Thibodeau
picking up the point there. It's 24-19. And now Cavettes with a chance for set point here. And Harris gets the serve. Baker. Aponte. Maxey got it over. Frazier. Krausen. And Thibodeau picks up the point, 25-19. And the Cubs will take set number two. And they now lead the match 2-0. And we'll be back with set number three after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the Old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham. Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And we are back here as the Brenham Cubettes lead this match 2-0, 25-18, 25-19. Now they just win this third set here. They will take the match and improve their district record to 9-1 and try to keep pace here with College Station. And College Station, they are over in Montgomery tonight. And Montgomery 4-5 in district play. So it'd be nice if Montgomery could sneak in an upset there and get us back to even.
Just want to make a comment about Casey Harris and her serving. She didn't get a bunch of aces. She got a few, but not a bunch of aces. But her serves, it just seems like the receiving team is, they're not able to handle it, and they're out of system. They don't get a good pass. They don't get a good set. They don't get a good hit. They're pretty much scrambling just to get the ball back over the net.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be a very effective serve, and then gives the Cubettes the opportunity to get a in system and get the good pass set and hit. So the serve's very effective, even though she's not getting a whole bunch of aces.
That's a good point, Dan. As now we return to action here. And Baker ready to serve for Rutter. Gets the running start, gets it over. And Frazier over to Krausen. And over to Thibodeau. Back the other way, Maxie. And a good double block there by Krausen and Thibodeau. Adds a point for the Cubettes. And now Avery Frazier will go out. And was that Crawford just checked back
yes,
in?
Cross came in, and Krausen is serving.
Krausen with the serve, and now back the other way. Benavidez, and Cubettes with a nice block there by Balsarek and Thibodeau. And unable to return is Rutter, and that makes it 2-0 Cubettes. And Krausen ready with the next serve. Rutter. Kind of come back the other way. Benavidez. Krausen. Setting for Balsarek. Keane. Back to Krausen. Over to Cross. And a block there by Maxie. And makes it 2-1 now.
I think Cross just mistimed her jump that time. And just wasn't able to get a lot on that hit.
And there goes the serve for Rutter. Cross got it back over, and now Maxie in the middle. Crossing over to Balsarek, and Baker digs that one out. Over to Aponte, back to Baker. Now Crossing setting for Thibodeau, and Thibodeau picks up another kill. It was a 3-1 Cubettes.
We're not keeping stats up here, but I believe Thibodeau is leading the team in kills tonight.
I would agree with you on that. And we'll, of course, get that after the game, but Frazier got it over. And, oh, nice block there by by Similot and Cross.
And there's another one.
And that'll be another
kill by Thibodeau.
4-1 now. Frazier with a serve. And they're working around to Rayford. And they get the point and make it 4-2.
Yeah, we got caught in the net again. That was Thibodeau. That's her third time getting caught in the net tonight.
And now for the serve for Rutter. That is Benavidez. Thibodeau over to King and to Similot. Got it over. Now back the other way. And nice double block there by the Cubettes. Baker got it over for Rutter. Frazier. Krausen. Sending for Thibodeau and dug out by Baker on the other end. Now Benavidez gets it over. Keane with a dive there to save that. And back the other way goes Cross. And now working around. And Cubettes just get that one over. Nice job by Keane and Thibodeau there. And that one out on the Rangers. Five, makes it a point for Brenham. And that Cubettes now lead 5-2.
That was a very good play by Thibodeau on a hit by Rutter. The pass from the back row was going into the net, and she was just able to reach up over her head, behind her head, get her hand on that ball and redirect it over the net.
And King with the next serve. And Baker over to Rayford. Got it over. Now setting for Similot, and they're going to... They went diving for that one and weren't able to catch up to it. And another point to make it 6-2, Cubettes.
Yeah, that was a good effort. That first hit off of that hit by Similot was going back towards the goal, and they had to chase it down.
King with the next serve. And Maxie over to Aponte, over to Benavidez. And that one hit off the top of the net. It's kind of in a bad spot. Krausen really couldn't do anything with that. And so a point for Rutter to make it 6-3. And so now Charity Rayford with the serve. Keane to Krausen.
Cross, that's a good.
Cross gets the kill there and makes it 7-3, Cubettes.
Avery Frazier checking in to serve.
And Frazier ready. Gets it across. Rutter. And the Cubettes back the other way. King gets it over. Benavidez hits it into the net. And it'll be a point for Brenham to make it 8-3. Cubettes now extending their lead to 5 points. Yeah. Rutter questioning something, asking the official. Not really sure what that is. In the meantime, Frazier with her next serve. That's Avery Frazier, by the way, and this one hit out of bounds. Brooklyn going for the save. Avery and almost made it. And that'll be a point for Rutter to make it 8-4.
That was good hustle by the Avery twins. They just couldn't keep that ball in play.
And so now Aponte to serve for the Lady Rangers. And she hit it off the top of the net, and that'll be a point for Brenham. 9-4, Cubettes. And Sienna Kelm checking back in. McKelm with the serve. Baker to Aponte. Over to Maxey. Keen with a dig. Now back the other way to Krausen. And Krausen hit that off of Baker.
That's Balsrick.
Balsrick on that. Sorry. And 10-4.
Yeah, I believe if Rutter would have let that one go, it would have been out.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Their back row player had to jump to get her hands on it. She just lets that ball go. It was out.
And Kelm with the next serve. Baker to Aponte. And Rayford went for the kill, and now back the other way. And Krausen got it over for the Cubettes. And now Maxey and to Lang. Frazier and over to Krausen. And hit off one of the Rutter players. It'll be a net point. And 11 points for the Cubettes to make it 11-4. And Kelm gets it across. Working back the other way. And Cubettes just going to let that one go. And it's out. 12-4, Brenham. Lead is now up to 8 points.
And
Rutter wants a timeout. So we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends. And we've got a timeout on the court, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And we come back here, and Cubettes leading at 12-4. And Dan, we got an update on the Rangers and Orioles. They're just getting started.
They just started. Corey Seager hit a home run in the bottom of the first inning. The Rangers were ahead 1-0.
There we go. And
then Sienna Kelm serve went into the net for a point for the Rangers.
So it's 12-5 now. And by the way, in case you didn't know, the Astros won 9-1 earlier. So they are leading that series 2-1. Game 4 tomorrow. And Balsrick picking up the kill there, and it's 13-5 Cubettes. And now Casey Harris going to check back in the serve. She gets it over. Now back the other way. And there's the kill from Maxey. And that'll make it 13-6.
So they were able to handle that serve very well and kept it in system with a good pass, a good set, and a good spike, which we talked about earlier. They haven't been able to do that with Casey's serve throughout the first two sets.
And Baker gets it over. Back the other way goes Tipidell. And that one returned by Maxey. And now they set it for Balsrick. And Baker got it over. Now Keane, Frazier, Balsrick. Baker with another save on the dig on that dive. And now working the other way to Krausen. And Krausen gets the kill. And it's 14-6 Cubettes.
That was some really good defense by Gabby Baker for Rutter. She kept two or three hits that time from hitting the ground and kept that ball alive.
And now that's going to bring Charlie Krause into the server's line. And Aponte setting for Maxey. Keane tried for the dig, and Kelm tried to save it. And Keane came up with it. Kelm did not. And it's a point for Rutter to make it 14-7. And so now Cabler checking back in for Rutter to serve. And that one goes way long. It was a point for the Cubettes, 15-7 now. And Brooklyn Frazier coming back in to serve. And Frazier gets it across. Baker to Aponte. And to Benavidez. Now back the other way. Krausen. And to Natalie Thibodeau. And 16-7 Cubettes now. Building on that lead. And now Frazier ready. It's the top of the net and just puts in over for the ace. And it's 17-7. Brooklyn Frazier getting it over. Now back the other way and actually got it across. Now working around to cross.
Kind of have a double hit.
And that'll be against the Cubettes and make it 17-8. So now Benavidez to serve for Rutter. And Cubettes had returned it, but then right there was Rafer to drop it in and makes it 17-9.
Yeah, that was an overpass on the Cubettes on the serve that just barely made it back over the net, made it an easy kill for the Rangers.
And Benavidez gets it over. Now Krausen setting for Cross, and now back the other way. And Thibodeau this time getting it in there. And another point for the Cubettes makes it 18-9.
Yeah, Krausen spread it out that time. Our first time went to summer lot, and the Rangers were able to handle that one. And then the cross, and they were handled that one. And then she got it to Thibodeau for the kill.
Good back and forth action here as King gets the serve. Aponte and Baker went down. It looked like a miscommunication. Nobody taking charge out there. Drops in for another point and makes it 19-9 Cubettes. Next serve by King.
Just long.
A little too much on it, and it's 19-10 now.
Did we mention that the JV won their match?
No, we forgot. But yeah, good point. Junior varsity for the Cubettes did win their match, but right before this one, right before went there, 2-0. So good job there. Summerlot gets the kill, and it's 20-10. Cubettes now 5 points away from taking the match. As now Avery Frazier back to the server's line. She gets it over. Now Aponte over to Meepin. And crossed up there, Schramm and Summerlot. And it's a point 20-11.
Yeah, they were both there for the block, and it went off their hands and fell down in front of them for the point for the Rangers. We have a timeout called by the Cubettes.
And so with the timeout on the court, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends. 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And on we go here as the Cubettes lead it 20-11. And Rutter getting set to serve here. It is Aponte. Here's the serve. And now Frazier setting for Summerlot. Baker got it back across. Now Frazier to Frazier, and back to Summerline. They hit it out of bounds. Another point for the Cubettes. And 21-11. The Cubettes now 4 points away from taking the match.
Sienna Kelm and Boss Richter are checking in the game, and Kelm will be serving.
And Kelm gets the running start, sends it over. Baker to Aponte, over to Rayford. And nice diving dig there by Frazier. And Crawford got over, and they hit it out of bounds. Another point for the Cubettes, and it's 22-11. And Sienna Kelm ready. Gets the start and puts it over. Aponte over to Maxie. Maxie, it's that one over to Coach Whalen. For Rudder, unfortunately for them, she's not in play.
I think Maxie was taken out of some aggression on that ball.
And it's 23-11. And that time Kelm hits it into the net. Make it 23-12. Cubettes still, though, just 2 points away from taking the match. And for runner, Taylor McKeithen checks in. Sends it over. Kelm to Frazier. Over to Crossing. Picks up the kill. And 24-12. And the Cubettes only need one more to take it. And
Casey Frazier coming in. I'm sorry, Casey Harris.
Casey Harris checking in, and I'm trying to nail this one down. Thibodeau also coming back in. Harris with the serve. Baker, Aponte, the Maxi got it over. Frazier setting. And that's a kill there by Bosrick, and that is the ball game. Cubettes win it 25-12 here in this final set. And they take the match 3-0 and get the victory. And we're going to come back with a post game. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And on we go here as we welcome you back to the post game. And the Brenham Cubettes take it 3-0 over the Rudder Lady Rangers here on Dick Pink Night. Brenham winning sets 25-18, 25-19, and 25-12. And, Dan, it was a great matchup. The Cubheads did what they needed to do, came out and took care of business tonight.
Yeah, like I said, in the pregame, that Coach Whalen was a little concerned with all the distractions with Dick Pinknight and several of the girls missing practices because of college visits. But it appears that they did not let that distract them tonight, and they did come out and took care of business.
And we're waiting on Coach Whalen to join us here on the post game, and maybe bring some players with her as well. Of course, this important night also for them, raising money for breast cancer awareness, and which is a great cause. We know that it affects us all, and that was the important thing here tonight.
Looks like Avery Frazier here hit a milestone tonight.
Yeah.
Got her 1,000th assist. And she's up here to talk to us.
And welcome in Avery Frazier. And Avery, congratulations on the win here tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you girls needed to come out. I know y'all wanted to keep up with College Station, and y'all need to come out and take care of business. And it was nip and tuck there for back and forth, but how did y'all pull this one out?
I think we used the motivation of Dig Pink. Like we kept saying for the few practices before this, this game is going to be bigger than ourselves. It's not just going to be another district win. It's something more and something more important. So I think we used that motivation there at the end.
Yeah, and I understand you had a milestone here this evening. 1,000 career assists.
Yes.
As it sunk in yet, or is it going to take a little bit? It's like, wow, did that really just happen?
Yeah, I think it sunk in. I mean, 1,000, like, it's weird to think that I've set 1,000 balls or over 1,000 balls, but that's super. I'm very proud of that milestone.
And she's standing here right next to you. But what's it been like to go on this journey with your sister?
It's been incredible. It's something that I think a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do because they're not twins, like sisters that aren't maybe the same age. So I don't take any of it for granted. It's super special to me to be able to play with someone that I love and know so well, especially after her sophomore year when she couldn't play. So this is super special to us, and we don't take any of it for granted.
All right. Well, Avery, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And now let Brooklyn join us here on the post game. And Brooklyn, congratulations. This is a big win for y'all tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
And with all this turnout, of course, Dig Pink Nights, mm-hmm. big night. Avery was telling us y'all really wanted to come out here and take advantage early and often.
Right. We wanted, before the game, we decided, like, we have to put in our all. I mean, like, we do every game, but it was playing for something bigger than ourselves. So Coach Kip prepared us well, and well, so because we went out there and dominated.
Yep, and of course, too, now this also keeps y'all in pace with College Station, mm-hmm. and that we still got plenty of volleyball left to play, and
right.
that district championship, I know, is mm-hmm. Still in the back of y'all's mind.
Right. We played our second-to-last home game today, and then our last home game will be against College Station. That's senior night, so it's going to be a big night, full of the feels, but it'll be really good.
And as players, how did it feel for y'all to see these stands full tonight?
It was really touching. It just shows how big Brenham comes and supports people, and it was really nice to see.
And like I asked Avery, how much fun is going on this journey with your sister?
It's just so special. It's my senior year. I couldn't ask for a better team, and even playing with my sister, it's just unmatched.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
And we're
going to
get Coach
thanks
in here now.
Yeah.
And
here, Coach Kidd. Coach Kidd.
And Coach Megan Whalen joining us here now on the post game.
Are we winning? Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And Coach, congratulations on this big victory here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a nice sweep.
Yeah, I want to get some of your overall thoughts on the game.
I thought we ran a good offense. Our big game plan was to stay away from the libero, and we still go back to her. She's in that jersey for a reason. So I thought we did a better job of doing that in game three. We've got to minimize errors still, but it was a good match for us with still being distracted by all of the Dig Pink and all of the fun things with that. And so I thought we stayed very focused and came out with a win.
And then we just had her up here, Avery Frazier, hitting a milestone. It's been a season for milestones.
It's been
for
a
y'all.
Season for
and
milestones.
And her getting her 1,000th assist tonight. And with her and Brooklyn both, how much have they meant to this program?
I mean, it's huge. It's having the sisters. They take care of each other. They that sister mentality has really been contagious around all 16 girls. They know how to take care of each other, how to support each other, how to cheer each other on, and they're a good mentor for the other kids that don't have a sister on the team but know how to take care of a sister.
And still plenty of volleyball left to be played, and starts all over again coming up Friday night.
We're about to be on the road for three big games, and then we get to see College Station again here in 2 weeks from today. So we've got to take care of those first three opponents first.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations
so
again, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Did y'all win anything?
No.
Oh, dang. I know. I was waiting to hear my name. I was trying to call timeouts to hear my name, but I think I got some cookies.
Oh, by the way, how did the do we have a total on the...
Don't have a total yet, but I'll send that in tonight, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be back with more of the postgame. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin, for the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Bosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
All right, back we go one last time here. And as we said, the Cubbats get the win tonight over Brian Rutter here on Dig Pink Night. And Dan, we had a lot of fun here tonight, and it was always good to get a win.
Yes. I'm just sitting here thinking about the nature of this team. And they, unlike last year they had one superstar and a bunch of good supporting players. Well, this year they don't have that one player that stands out. It's all of them together. Yeah. We were just talking to Coach, and she said that they had two girls with over 10 kills tonight, and then two or three others that were right up there with around five kills. So it's spread out. It's not just one girl, and that means that the other team can't game plan to stop one person.
Yeah.
It's just spread out amongst so many different players.
Yeah, it certainly is. And it's another big win here, and the Cubettes going on the road, and we'll I'm sure, see them again when they get to the playoffs. And meanwhile, that is going to wrap it up for us here tonight. Want to thank the Frazier Twins and Coach Whalen for joining us here on the postgame. And thank you to Austin for his fine work on the board back at the studio. And, of course, thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for Dan Jordan to my right, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
You have been listening to the radio broadcast of the Brenham Cubbets volleyball game, brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Tonight's game was their 19th annual Dig Pink match in support of the Side Out Foundation, a nonprofit committed to providing life-extending solutions for those with metastatic breast cancer. The final score, Brenham Cubbets 3, Ruther 0. The three sets being 25-18, 25-19, and 25-12. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.